Matt Arnold next.
President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
If Matt Arnold calls you and says, hey, how do you feel about a trade for that guy? You hang up the phone and you figure out why Matt Arnold is interested in your guy.
This is Brewers 360.
I mean, look, if you haven't made a bad trade, you just haven't made enough trades.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Brewers are off to Houston for a series with the Astros coming up. Joined now by Matt Arnold this morning. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So the Brewers were getting no hit until they weren't, and we end up with a 2-1 victory over the Cardinals, completing the sweep. I'm going to have Eric play something for you. I was listening to the game. I wasn't watching it. So experiencing this in real time, and I want to see if you picked up on something from our broadcast team that occurred to me.
Dustin May, 82 pitches and no hits allowed so far this afternoon.
And he's got a no-hitter through 6 2/3.
Brewers, no runs on no hits.
So you know well when it's your guy throwing the no-no, you don't even look at him, much less say out loud, hey, you got a no-hitter going. I felt like our guys were trying to put out in the universe exactly the opposite.
I completely agree with them. You don't want to mess with the baseball gods when they're on your side. But, yeah, the rule of thumb there is to not talk about the no-hitter when you're throwing it. But you're definitely trying to jinx the other team when they're throwing it. So, hat tip to the announcers trying to help us out there with the baseball gods.
He's retired 15 in a row and no hits.
Tough call if you're the Cardinals. So they send dude out for the eighth with a no-hitter. I think his pitch count was relatively low, so certainly within the area that he could keep going. If you pull him and the reliever gives up a run, you say, why did you pull him? He was dealing.
Right.
If you leave him out there, well, I guess he stayed out just a little bit too long.
Yeah, look, you're sort of trapped there in no man's land a little bit if you're the other team, because the guy's, like you said, the guy's obviously pitching well, but at that point in the game, he's at 82 pitches or whatever, and you're looking at the third time through the order and all those things, and just seeing what those matchups start to look like, and you want to put your team in the best position to win, but you got a pitcher out there that's trying to compete and throw a no-hitter, so I'm sure he wouldn't be happy about coming out either, so it's definitely a tough position for when you're in the moment.
Last question on the no hitter, but it because the Brewers won the game and are 20-7 in the last 27 games and are red hot and are in first place and everything is great. But as far as are the days of a no hitter, are they few and far between to where we may never see them again? I know we've seen the multi pitcher. We just had one of those recently where multiple pitchers can throw one.
Which hard as that is to do, I'm not interested in that. Right, but the 2 or 3 pitcher no hit no.
But for the one pitcher to do it, do you think we'll see a time when multiple of those are happening in a season again?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's less likely. I mean, certainly, when you look back at the history of our sport, there are just less and less complete games now, and some of it I think is just because the bullpen arms are so much better. And the bullpens are throwing harder. They're really good weapons down there to turn to, so you don't have to leave a guy hanging out there and try to finish a game. And then people have obviously done more homework on, trying to keep starting pitchers healthy, And so I think that's probably both of those combination, work together with this one. But I would say, honestly, it's probably less likely than we would have seen in years past.
To your point about the bullpen arms, Aaron Ashby for the Crew with his ninth win on the young season. If you had a starter, Matt, who is at 9 wins on the season, you'd feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's really special and obviously a tremendous worker and tremendous stuff. I was watching his game or watching him throw in the clubhouse yesterday as Patrick and Drohan had come off with them, and we were just in awe of Ashby's stuff together, and just watching him do what he does. And being such a great kid and a great ambassador for our team is a ton of fun to watch.
What was your reaction when you saw Uribe with the triple chop? The triple chop.
it's an opportunity for him to learn. And look, we appreciate the emotion that he plays with, certainly, and who he is, and the way he goes about his business is maybe different than the way some other people would, but. One thing I appreciate about Uribe is that he cares about his teammates, and I think he was trying to defend them, you know, in a way that, that may have come across poorly, honestly. But, you know, I think it shows, honestly, how much our guys in our group care about each other. We have a really tight clubhouse, and, you know, just standing up for each other is kind of what the guys are about, and I certainly appreciate that from Abner.
Is there a way that's okay for stealing signs? Meaning there is some back and forth about who is stealing signs, and the Cardinals were a little chippy about it as well. Like, and I think the word demonstrative was used, meaning like you can't steal signs demonstratively.
You can do it, but you should feel shame? What's the indication there?
I think if we were stealing signs, we'd probably have more homers, you know, so we're just, you know, the reality is, you know, that that's just not what we're doing. And you know, we play the game a different way, and we play it tough, and we're all trying to compete and do things, you know, competitively. And obviously the Cardinals do a good job over there, and they're competitive. But to suggest that we're doing that is you know, honestly kind of ridiculous. So we're focused on playing our game and doing what we do around here. And we'll let our game on the field do the talking.
Well, as we mentioned, the Brewers come from behind and win 2-1, sweeping the Cardinals. And, you know, the other point about Ashby getting 9 wins as a reliever, it also tells you that this team offensively is never out of the game. They're always fighting. They're always working. You can't get to 9 wins as a reliever unless the Brewers are coming from a tie or from behind to get him those wins.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think to that end, I mean, it starts with the mentality of the team and just never being out of the fight, you know. And that's what I appreciate about our guys more than anything is you can have a game like yesterday where you're down and you're getting no hit, and it's a tough game to watch. And then, you know, boom, boom, one thing happens and the next thing happens, and we're ahead and we end up winning the game, you know. And that's just a huge credit to the guys on our club.
What do you know about Houston? Have you had your first meetings yet for what the series is going to look like?
No, we'll be down. I'm not going to be on that trip, but we'll have meetings starting tomorrow afternoon, and we've already done a lot of work on them. So yeah, we should have Coleman Crowe going for us for game one, and excited to have him back with us. And yeah, they're a tough team, and that's a tough place to play too. So it should be a good series.
Is that as hitter friendly as it used to be, that stadium?
Yeah, the corners are certainly very friendly, especially for right-handed hitters. You know, with the short Crawford boxes there, it's certainly a big advantage for several of those guys when you're when you have the short porch in left field.
They used to have that center field that had like the hill in it, like there was like an incline, right?
Oh, yeah,
it was like super
right?
deep, but you'd have to like run up hill to try to catch one.
Yeah, there was a hill and then a giant post for some reason right in the middle of it. And, yeah, a little dangerous. They've gotten rid of that now. But, yeah, that was a bit of an interesting design for sure.
A lot of character in that yard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, want to go back to the Astrodome?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you.
See you, Matt.